The Reboot Talk, your business podcast by Boot Düsseldorf.
Hello and welcome to our first ever Reboot Talk, Boot Düsseldorf's business podcast. My name is Jörg Müller-Duno. I'm your host today and I'm happy to welcome a range of experts from the diving industry. The worldwide corona pandemic has influenced all sectors of the water sports industry. Especially the divers have had to deal with severe challenges and strategies had to be adjusted. Today we'll get to know more about those challenges and the developments within the industry. What impact does the pandemic have and what are the expectations and hopes for the future? Our guests are diving industry experts and will discuss the situation, reactions and strategies. A special and warm welcome to Mr. Axel Becker, Managing Director of Beluga Reisen, the dive tour operator for diving holidays worldwide. Mr. Thomas Dederichs, CEO Beyond the Shore Europe, the European distributor for high-performance dive equipment. And Dr. Uwe Hoffmann, President of VDST, Verband Deutscher Sporttaucher, the Association of German Scuba Divers. And I'd like to start directly with Dr. Uwe Hoffmann. How do you evaluate the current situation? What are the expectations for your industry, especially in this year, 2021?
Well, I'm only can represent the clubs of scuba divers and divers in Germany. And of course, I cannot give forecasts precisely, but the situation is that we are using the local lakes, the local destinations very frequently. Those divers who are very enthusiastic and engaged, they have good experiences in our lakes. And I would assume that in future, there are even more divers who enjoy diving in German lakes. And the main problem of our clubs is that not only the far away destinations, the international destinations are closed, also our dive centers and indoor centers are closed. And this is a real problem for dive clubs because many of our sport divers also use diving for health and healthcare.
Talking about the restrictions and the focus on domestic destinations, Mr. Becker, how does this affect your business and the diving tourism in total?
In total, you can say that we have lost nearly 90% of our turnover due to the travel restrictions. And we have tried the last year to bring divers to German destinations. We called this German Lake Safari. And we have tried this also with Austria. With Austria, it was working quite well. Germany was a bit difficult because the people here in Germany are not focusing so much on tour operators. They are focusing more on direct bookings, on clubs, as Mr. Hoffmann knows.
And also for you, Mr. Dederichs, does the change to local waters and their different conditions also have an impact on the purchase of equipment? Is there a remarkable shift that you register in your activities and the demands of your clients?
We are not facing a real shift, but that is based that our diving equipment we are selling is really based to perform in all conditions. In all conditions means as well in colder water, lower visibility. So diving equipment made for a more advanced diver. It looks as to follow up what Dr. Uwe Hoffmann said, divers are eager to perform their sport. They cannot travel overseas. So let's look back because COVID started last March. We have had a summer season last year where people were able to travel as well inside Europe. We call that still a domestic market. So they just learned that the North Sea, the Mediterranean, and if I say North Sea, that means as well around Norway. These are nice places to go, but they have had a different requirement to the equipment. Just imagine it makes a difference if you are in 28 degree Red Sea water. Your thermal protection has a different requirement than if you are in even in a 14 or 18 degree Mediterranean Sea where the thermal client is already at, let's say, 14 meter. So we from our company did see a decrease in our sales, but this decrease is mostly based at international markets, which are completely closed. Our domestic sales, and domestic again is our European market, were somehow even able to cover some of the international loss. That was last summer season. Now we see the shift, but now we have a complete closed market. So there is no European travel. For a time being, there was even no possibility of local diving because some of that, and this is what Mr. Becker said, some of the centers are operating, you can book in, but they are considered to be a sport place, and sport places have been closed from middle of November. I don't ask me, I would say up to middle of January, because we have had so many changes in our regulations that from middle of November, it changed completely in the way that the market is down. Down, not as far as Mr. Becker said on the travel side, but since the lockdown in November, the diving manufacturers, especially as well the diving manufacturers producing equipment for colder conditions, are facing as well a downshift in a range of 40%.
And if you look at the shutdown of the local shops and the cancellation of fairs like Boot Düsseldorf, it wasn't possible for the divers at all to buy equipment or to compare components or get personal consultations from product experts, which is a very strong and important factor for a boat show and equipment show like Boot Düsseldorf. How has this situation affected the sales activities in the equipment sector? Do you see a change among the retailers to focus on online sales activities or new services like digital consultation and product presentations?
So we see all these and see all these. We see the challenge that shops are closed. So there is one place where I could get information is not available, and very often the interaction can't be replaced by any digital ways, and even the haptic to touch equipment or to touch a product can't be replaced. Having no show at all internationally, so let's make it big, but then the major show, Boat Show Düsseldorf, being cancelled for January, hopefully transferred to April, but then cancelled again, is taking a big opportunity to discuss equipment details, discuss potentially training and travel details with customers. So it does have huge impact. Everybody is trying to get to new formats. So equipment presentation in online formats, training in online formats, that all is taking place. But from my perspective, it doesn't replace the personal interaction we can have at a 9-day show.
It's the same to me. You know, we have been on the boat show for the last 13 or 14 years with Beluga Horizon, and usually we do about 20% of our turnover at the boat show with bookings. But for this year, you know, you cannot expect anything. Even if there was a boat show, there would have been only a very few customers and no bookings. Where are you supposed to book the people to? There is no place. All countries are more or less closed.
Mr. Hoffmann, how do you see the situation with the cancellation of live platforms and the possibility to sell and buy and test products like in our case, of course, Boot Düsseldorf?
Yeah, but first of all, we have to state that Boot Düsseldorf is not only the place for traveling market and tourism and equipment, it's also a conversation platform for education, for courses, and for those organizations who are engaged in teaching and training the divers. And this is a huge loss for the divers, that there is no way to come in contact with the organizations like BDST to receive their information about actual changes, new courses. This is something we really miss, and I'm pretty sure that our club members also miss this information there. And therefore, the loss of the platform Boot Düsseldorf is a big problem for us. Nevertheless, we also learned that e-learning platforms in the internet at the discussion level are very valuable. We have a lot of courses taking place in the internet. We have a lot of workshops in electronically, which took place, and we use the time to educate our divers and we educate our diving instructors.
I think we all agree that the pandemic has forced all players in the industry to adjust strategies and come up with new strategies in order to survive and overcome the challenges during this pandemic. And how far do you actually see in your areas, have other companies adjusted their strategies or their portfolio due to the pandemic?
From our point of view, for the training organizations, I think there were already before the pandemic situation a lot of internet training and e-learning, but now the organization have really learned that this is a very valuable and interesting way to teach. It is not necessary always to have the dive students in presence that he can learn at home, but then he should start to dive actively, because in real e-training, dive is not possible. E-dives are not possible. We must come into water, and the fascination of diving is the real jump into the water. And to have all the fascination under the surface with fishes and corals and whatever you see in the seas and in the lakes.
Let me step on that point, that you need to have the in-water experience. This counts as well. If we do a product presentation or competitors are doing a product presentation at a certain place, that needs to be followed by real experience. If that is not possible, the presentation is somehow lost. Don't get me wrong on the word lost, but let's say if you need a week, you may lose one of 10. If there are 5 weeks or 4 weeks between, you are already at half. And after 10 weeks, you potentially only have one person left remembering what you trained about. So whatever we do helps, but it needs to be followed by practice experience. And I think this is exactly the same what Axel Becker will tell us about travel experience.
Well, as I said before, you know, we were changing a bit the focus from Egypt or from other destinations to nearby destinations like Greece, like Madeira, like the Austrian lakes. And it was quite successful, at least last summer. But I can tell you that the work which we are doing here in the moment at Beluga Horizon changed completely. Because we don't have so many people anymore, we are trying to focus more on the digital computer systems. We are doing something like Beluga Talks. Every week we present destinations. We are trying to make advertisements for destinations which cannot open. We even showed cooking courses in, I don't know, Indonesia, just to bring the world closer to the people. And this took at least, not 40%, I would say 30% of our work here. But it was a new experience, and we liked it at the end of the year. And well, we are learning.
Given the fact that there's currently not really any chance to get in the water and start diving and start learning to dive, do you think we can expect a boom of new divers in the future after the pandemic is under control or has disappeared in the future, and due to the lack of opportunities to start into this beautiful sport in the past months? So are we building up a wave of people waiting to get into the water and start with the sport?
Shall I start? Then yeah. I would say yes. This is our hope. This is really our hope, that we bring the fascination of diving to the people, and after the restarts, that there are a lot of people want to learn diving. But to be honest, I'm a little bit skeptical, because the dive pools, the swimming pools in Germany, they will be opened very carefully. And they are not directly in the focus for scuba diving. And therefore, we have to deal with this situation. We probably will have a wave of interest. But on the other hand, we will have still restrictions in the pools to get good teaching and training diving. On the other hand, I'm optimistic that our clubs will find out alternatives, for example, in open water dives, in shallow lakes here in Germany, And to give a first idea of this fascinating sport. And then, of course, we hope that we can travel to foreign destinations like Mediterranean, but also like Red Sea and Far East.
And if you look at the tourism sector, what to expect, Mr. Becker? I would guess, especially the Central European customers are only waiting to be able to book travel and journey again and start into new adventures once we are at least one important step ahead. What would we say?
There are two things which are important. We had problems since I'm selling trips. We had problems. We have volcanoes. We have terrorism attacks. We have everything what you can imagine and what you cannot imagine. And it was always that very fast, at least the divers were more or less the first guests to fly spots where others didn't fly to. So in these times, I'm expecting that with the vaccination of the people, whenever there are enough people vaccinated, I think in September, maybe October, we will have a restart. And this restart is going to be rather high. I can see it because there's a big demand and we have lots of booking requests on our table. But we are really not able in the moment to say exactly what are the needs. I know from Indonesia that they will let only people into the country if they are vaccinated. So anyone who is not vaccinated will not be allowed to travel anymore. This will be one of the new rules.
And if you keep looking into the next year, and usually the year begins with Boot Düsseldorf, do you expect a strong run on the boat show in January 22? And do you expect exhibitors to plan optimistically again for the time past Corona?
Okay, let's start with the equipment side. Potentially, all the equipment manufacturers are not sitting in a corner. They are pushed into a corner and they need to free up themselves. So any activity will come from a situation where they are really, really in a bad shape, business-wise and organization-wise. But at the same time, Mr. Becker already said, the diving market, the divers are very solid. All the divers are eager to get into the water. We could see that if somebody trained far away in warm water, suddenly coming to the idea to get into a North Sea or into a lake, that means they are just eager enough to get into the water. So we will have a solid market, a solid customer base, but at the exhibitor side, that will be very, very weak based on being on a reduced business for potentially 18 months at the time being.
Mr. Becker, would you expect a long-term change in favorite destinations for divers? You just mentioned the ongoing restrictions that you are expecting for certain countries or certain areas of the world, depending on vaccinations. Do you think this will have an impact on the long run regarding to the attractivity and the demand for destinations for divers, or to expect a change in the most attractive destinations for the future?
I really have no idea. I think I believe it's going to be as it was before, hopefully. But you never know. You have to see the other countries. I mean, we are suffering a bit because we have not so much money. We are not getting the bookings we need to really survive. But the question is, what are the people doing on Bali or in faraway destinations which have no money since about 1 year or 1 year and a half? And do they exist in half a year? We don't know. We really have to see. I mean, we have two diving bases on Bali, and both of them are still existing. One is working even a bit with walk-ins. The other one is completely empty, and we are paying the people. But I know that many other diving bases, especially local diving bases, they have no chance anymore. It's not a matter of money for them anymore. It's a matter of surviving. And this is something which is not nice because it goes to the food, which you cannot buy anymore. This is something we have to take into consideration and it's really not nice. So this might affect the future because some destinations maybe do not exist anymore.
Let's say I am a little more optimistic. I agree with all you said, 100%. Most international operations or local-owned dive centers are in a really, really difficult position. They do not get any support from the governments. They are just shutted down and they have to live with what they have. At the same time, I did see that, and you mentioned that before, we have seen volcanoes. We have seen an Arabic Spring. And during that time, destinations, especially Egypt, have been closed for a couple of years. And then suddenly the demand increased, and it was like sweeping with your fingers. The complete capacity was there again. All the liverboats was there. All the dive centers were operational. So I don't know how they did it, but I am a little more optimistic that the capacities will be there based on the experience we made in the past. But that is looking into a crystal bulb. We don't know. It's just two different views of the crystal bulb, one a little more pessimistic and the other a little more optimistic.
Let me say one thing. I was in Egypt for 4 weeks just recently to see the whole country more or less. And in the south of Egypt, there are about 80 hotels, and 82 of them were closed. And I went to some of the hotels, which are now closed for more than 1 year. And it was like a bomb, as if there was an atomic attack or something like this. They were really destroyed in some parts. So there will be a small change, definitely. And not all hotels will reopen again. For sure.
So I agree. So let's say, for me, I hope that people see diving as attractive around the world as well. In let's say, potentially in the past, people were looking at local diving, domestic diving, European diving as less attractive. And suddenly they realize, no, that's attractive as well. That's something to do. That's something to easily be done on a weekend or on a shorter trip. It doesn't need to always go far away, but no question, divers will go far away, and they will do that as often as they did before, as soon as they can, as soon as that's possible. But I hope as well we see some changes, that these divers are more active. More active meaning as well not just going diving two times a year when they travel far away, that they will do it frequently. And I think that's something potentially the club organization and the training organization will benefit from, because at a certain place it requires some additional training to use different equipment or to dive in different surroundings.
I agree, yeah.
So which would be good at least for the domestic destination and the providers in the domestic destinations, if they would not lose those divers again, which they have won due to the pandemic.
Let me add something to it, what I think is as well very important. It's all about capacity. Somebody during summer 2021 who would like to get trained in diving, we need to have a certain capacity. If everybody is fully booked, it's like going to a campsite or trying to find a place in a harbor. If you call 10 people and the answer is no spot, you should have reserved already in February, you get people out of an activity. So I think capacity is very important, and entry, and this is what Mr. Becker said before, talking about German dive sites, we need to have access to dive sites, and we should make sure dive sites are not getting more restricted.
This is really one very important aspect. We have in Germany some clubs which have their own access to special lakes. But if we want to use the public lakes, then it is really a problem to get the access. And the cities or the communes which are responsible for these dive spots, they are not willing to invest money to improve the infrastructure at the lakes. And I think this is a very important aspect for us as a diver. But I think it's also attractive for the different local organizations, for the local tourism, to say, well, diving and your diving lake is interesting for your local tourism. Please support us and support the tourism. And unfortunately, the scuba diving has a very bad image for some people, because they are destroying, they are doing something underwater what they never see in reality. But for the lakes, it's not a problem when divers are using these spots and when they are trained to dive properly. And I think this is a big chance for the clubs. This is a big chance for training organizations to offer good training and to offer experiences and good experiences and adventure, even in Germany. And this is something we have to explain to the tourist industry, even in Germany. We all have discussions on tourist industry, for example, at the Baltic Sea in Germany. They are restricted. They want to open. But I think this is a new attraction, and this is an additional attraction to make these spots more interesting for local tourism.
Thank you very much. Since we're already looking into the crystal ball, maybe my last question to all of you. How many years have we lost due to the pandemic? Or in other words, given some true expectations, saying that maybe in September or October, the situation looks much better, how long will it take, in your opinion, until the so-called new normal is almost on the same level as the old normal for the diving industry?
Again, what we said before, the diver core is very solid, and diving is very solid in regards of sports activity. What we will face, and this is depends very much from where we look at that, is we didn't train new divers in 2020 and potentially in most of 2021. If I say we didn't train, of course we did train a certain amount of people, but all the overseas areas have been closed. So we could say we lost 2 years of training new divers, and this will for sure have an effect on our future, and I'm now coming equipment sales. I am quite sure this has an effect on travel and as well on continuous training. So our expectation, my personal expectation, is it will take us at least 5 years to get back where we used to be equipment-wise. You could call that pessimistic, but I am more the person who plans pessimistic and being happy if that is only 4 years. It's working better for me than planning for 3 years and realizing it takes 5 years.
If you have a look on the history of diving, I think in the 80s, there was a large, huge boom in scuba diving in Germany, and we have a peak in divers, and this can be also demonstrated and proved by our memberships in these years. We have a very, very high level. But fortunately, after this time, there was a good and constant level in scuba diving, and we all were not satisfied, but we were on a very high level, stabilized. Now we have a complete catastrophe by the COVID pandemic situation. And if you are asking what's going on and when will it recover completely? You can also ask if there is a fire in the wood and the wood is completely burnt. Yes, there will be some plants in the ground which come up with green leaves, but it will take time. It will take a long time to reach the same level. And the core divers, what Thomas Dederis just mentioned, these core divers, they will dive in future, and they will recover the market very soon on their level. But this is not compatible to the level we had before the pandemic situation. And yes, we will do all the best from the training organization to send out that this sport is really something which is fantastic. It's good for health, it's good for movement, it's really good, and all these people who are not able to jog in the wood can do it during diving. They have their physical activities, and beside that they have their experience with nature, and this is something we have to promote, we have to show, and then I'm optimistic that we can a little bit support the recovery of the dive industry. And I think the training organizations in Germany who are able to use the pools, who are able to offer these services of training, of health training, these are really responsible to recover the whole industry also. This is an important effect in Germany.
It's more or less the same. I can only agree that there's a lack of young divers. We have to see how it's going to work in the future. For our company, I can say that we're still focusing on divers, but we took the time, or we used the time which we had to prepare a program which is also for snorkelers or for kiting. So we have more things which we can offer to our customers and create new customers. You know, kiters are a bit younger. Maybe we can bring the kiters places where they can also dive. If they have a lot of wind, diving is not so good. If they have no wind, they have to do something else. So there are many things where you can combine something. But next year, everything is okay. I don't think.
Well, I think this is also an idea or something we realized in sports. If there is a sport club who's only focused on one sport, this sport club has a very few chance to survive for a long time. We have to combine diving. Snorkeling is, of course, also a way of diving, but we also can combine. I also know the destinations, for example, in the Mediterranean area, where you can combine cross-cycling with diving. And one day you make diving, the next day you make cross-cycling on the countryside. And if you have offers like kiting or other water sports like canoeing, this is something which is really combinable with scuba diving, with diving. And this is something which we have to learn in the dive industry. We cannot fascinate the people only for diving. These are real hardcore divers, but the typical people at the moment want to have more experience than only scuba diving. And they need other fascinations at the tourism places. And therefore, I can only support Mr. Becker with this idea to combine diving with other sports.
And which platform would be better in order to promote this than Boat Düsseldorf? With other beautiful water sports activities, from sailing and motorboating up to canoeing and kiting and other beach sports activities. Let me thank you all for your participation today and for the interesting discussion, Mr. Becker, Mr. Diederichs, and Dr. Hoffmann. I hope to welcome you all back next month when we talk about the situation and trends in board sports and beach sports sector. Stay safe. Thanks for joining us today and see you next time.
The Reboot Talk, your business podcast by Boat Düsseldorf.